K-State Nation, welcome to another KSU pregame of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Welcome on board to the show, Eddie Greer, live from Kansas City, Missouri. Yes, on a rare Saturday morning. That's right, the first Saturday in November, November 1st, 2025, the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State athletics, whether that's football, men's basketball, women's volleyball, and so much more. It's the first time listening ever, checking out this K-State podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast. Again, we are on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast. Well, coming off a demolishing win over KU last week, K-State this afternoon, getting ready, we'll be taking on 13th-ranked Texas Tech. And the records, obviously, Texas Tech coming in here. And there's been, obviously, I listened to a couple of pregame shows yesterday, and Texas Tech rebuilding through the transfer portal. And the record shows 7-1 entering today's contest against Kansas State. Kansas State, who would have thought it, right? K-State, Wildcats, coming in here early. Well, if you rewind back to the beginning of the year, right? This team was supposed to be battling for a spot for Arlington. Who would have thought that I'm going to be calling this out sitting here November 1st. Kansas State is 500. Finally hit 500 for the first time this year. You would have been out of your damn mind, right? So a huge opportunity for K-State, obviously, here, but a huge challenge ahead of them today. But, hey, you're at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. Let's see what happens here. Yes, and mathematically, as we look at the standings here currently, again, right, Texas Tech in that battle right now with BYU and Cincinnati heading into today's action in the Big 12, 7-1. 4-1 conference play. Kansas State, your K-State Wildcats, 4-4, 3-2 in the conference. And yet, K-State, you have what? Today, Texas Tech, and then Utah still left in the building. But all eyes are going to be on this Texas Tech team match today for Kansas State. And if you cannot be at this ball game, it'll be on Fox 2:30, a little bit after 2:30 there as well. Big Saturday across the board for college football. And obviously, me and a buddy of mine, we're talking about Game 7 of the World Series. We ain't talking about no Game 7. This ain't a baseball podcast right now. We're talking about K-State Athletics, folks. Avery Johnson continues to be solid all year long. Come off a great performance. Jace Brown lighting up KU again, and the defense continuing to evolve. But across the board on both sides of the football, they're going to have their hands full here today. So I'm anxious to see where they stack up against a team like a Texas Tech who is battling for a chance to get in Arlington. They're a game back from Cincinnati and BYU heading in today. And yeah, I would love it, obviously, to see K-State pull off a massive upset this afternoon. But again, it seems they're trending in the right direction, right? And it's funny enough that this team, this K-State University, has a stranglehold on the last, 12, 13 games of the series with Texas Tech. I can't believe it. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe my eyes there as, 15-9, and, they have won the last four meetings, and we're just going to stay right there on that, right? They only have won the last four meetings. These two teams did not play last year. So if you go back to the COVID year, we beat them by 10, 31-21. The year after that, K-State by 1, 25-24. And in 2022, 37-28. And in the last meeting between these two schools, you got to go back to 2023 when K-State beat them by a few scores, 38-21. So you see where this is going. I think it's going to be something like that today. You see what it's doing today. And if K-State going to have a chance to win this ball game today. And oh, by the way, it's going to be loud because, yes, it is Harley Day today in Manhattan. So you're traveling there currently or getting ready to hit a tailgate out there today. Obviously, have a good time out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Obviously, one of the best atmospheres in the Big 12, if not in college football, especially when K-State is playing well. We all know that, including the host, including EG3 himself. But yeah, man, today is going to be a challenge for them, obviously. And we'll start. I'm going to flip it to the defense side of the ball for a few minutes here. Defensively, look, Joe Klineman last week did a fantastic job of just making Jalon Daniels look like a complete freshman, right? So it's just a matter of fact that today you have the challenge of playing this offensive team here of Texas Tech, right, who scored, going into today's game, 349 points. And offensively, they're almost over 4,000 yards, total yards, coming in today. So a huge challenge. They're going to have to do the same thing. A team that, obviously, the defensive line started to come around pretty good. I mean, all talk is on up front. And, again, if K-State's going to have that massive upset today, I think, again, number one, trenches. Going right back to them trenches. The Dan Quinn effect, right? Right? That I like to refer to anyways. You're going to have to win the battle up front. Obviously, Texas Tech, they beefed up their lines on both sides of the ball through the transfer portal. And I've read some articles, heard a little bit about Texas Tech, a little bit. So, hey, man, it's all going to come up front. And I mentioned on that reaction edition last week. I'm going to show you, if you missed it, go check it out. The KSU reaction of the victory, the dominating victory, the streak continues on Kansas. But we're not talking about Kansas anymore. We're talking 13-ranked Texas Tech here on the Purple Project Podcast pregame. All things K-State Athletics. This is Eddie Greer recording early in the morning. Yes, sir, on a Saturday. You know we record early on a Saturday. Yeah, that's right. I had a couple of things go. Put off a couple of things yesterday. And then of course, I didn't get around to it there as well. So usually I don't record, usually I'm running at this time, but I got that already knocked out because I am sticking strictly to the plan now of AEG3 at this time. Well, almost this time next week, EG3 is going to be racing, baby. Yes, sir. Woo! I can't wait. Cannot wait till next weekend. I gotta get through this weekend and Monday and Tuesday. Before we do all that, but EG3 is locked in. He's locked in, but K-State defensive line will need to be locked in this afternoon if they're going to disrupt this quarterback. Now, Hammond, ACL injury, unfortunately done for the season there. Look at these numbers there. Yeah, these total yards per game. And this offense for the Red Raiders, 500, almost pretty much 500 yards per game. Woo, and we know K-State, they have been given, I mean, yes, they're great last week, but Jalon Daniels missed throws. He missed the throws there that could have went for big plays there. Texas Tech might not miss those, including that backup quarterback. So you're going to have to put pressure on them. Ryan Davis, the Malcolm Alcorn Crowders of the world. I'm going to specifically call these two guys out. Now, not for a bad reason. These guys, hey, if K-State's going to try to stay in this game and hang around, those two specifically are going to have to cause havoc. And obviously, we know Toby Omisami is out for the rest of the year. We do know that. So these guys are starting to step up. And I like the defensive pressure, but this is going to be this game today, number one, across the board, whether that's offense or defense, they're going to have to figure out to out-muscle, not play Texas Tech, because they're going to upset this team today. There as well, the passing yards. Let me see here. Passing, they're 300 through the air. We're trying to look for the rushing yards here. And almost 200 yards on the ground. Damn. Ooh, they've been carving up this offense for the Red Raiders. They've been carving up opponents. They're well balanced. It looks well balanced. So, again, they're going to stop. The secondary is going to have to be buttoned up on the back end. There as well, you know what you're going to get for your linebackers. In Austin Romaine and Desperanel, again, he's been on quite a roll here in the last several games as well. So you're going to need a big play. I'm gonna put it out there. You're going to need a big play or two from Des or Austin Romaine. Austin Romaine needs to play a little bit better, in my opinion. But but Desperanel, you need something out of him there as well. Again, and look, looking at these throwback flashbacks there, you know, K-State, you know, they're not strike. I just think, and it kind of goes to the offensive side of the ball a little bit. I think for them, it'll be nice confidence boost if they can score first. If get the crowd behind you, score first, put Tech in the bind a little bit. Look, and I have not seen much of Tech football. All I've heard is they have taken it to the next level. That's all. That's basically what I've heard up until this point. So I think today on the defense side of the ball, the Ryan Davises, the Malcolm Alcorn Crowders, Elalos of the world, those guys are going to have to be a factor in it. They're going to have to win the reps, win the battle up front, and try to slow this team down. That's the only chance you're going to win this game. It's the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Try to find the player stat. There you go. Will Hammond got hurt last week. There he threw for the season 680 yards. Baron Morton over 15,000 yards. 13 TDs. He's been only picked three times. And so has Will Hammond, for that matter. But again, Hammond's out for the rest of the season. And then Cameron Dickey, the leading rusher, 680 yards, 9 touchdowns for him as well, coming in this ball game there as well. So, and then the leading receiver here is, there are a couple of them, really. You're going to have this secondary, the V.J. Payne, Shashawn Rich played well last week. Maldonados of the world, those guys. Wesley Fair, you need to be on point today as well, because you're dealing with Caleb Douglas, Corey Eakin, Reggie Virgil, Terrence Carter, those guys. And Douglas and Eakin have both had 34 catches there. Eakin, though, wait, hold up. Virgil has 5 TDs. Carter has 5 TDs as well. So this is, they spread the ball out. We know Texas Tech, they like to spread through my time in the Big 12, they know how to spread you out, give it to all these receivers and make you miss. K-State secondary needs to be on the back end. They better button up tight because if they don't, we saw Jalon Daniels. I mean, yes, we made him look like a freshman last week, but he missed throws on top of that as well. So they're not going to miss. So, but there's going to be opportunities. And hopefully K-State can capitalize on this. But the key of the game here for the defense side of the ball, they need to win up front. and that's easy to say from the catbird seat. But that might be a challenge here today for K-State. We'll see what happens on the defense side of the ball later on at 2:30 on Fox. We'll take a quick break here on this pregame edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We'll take a quick look at the offensive side of the course, give a prediction here, and might fit a little bit of cross country here to wrap up the KSU pregame on the Pro Project Podcast. We'll be back after this. Welcome back to another edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here for another edition of this podcast here, all things K-State sports, KSU pregame edition here of the podcast here, all things K-State sports, getting us set for Texas Tech here at 2:30 on Fox there. I'll take care of that later on. But anyways, moving on. We talked about the defense in the first half of the show. 13-ranked Texas Tech, 7-1, taking on Kansas State, your K-State Wildcats at Bill Snyder Family Stadium, who are 4-4 on the season there as well. So let me see here. Yeah, so if we cannot be at the game, obviously, I just said it'll be on Fox there as well. But again, K-State Sports Network, Wyatt Thompson, Stan Weber, and Matt Walters will have the call of this ball game. And of course, Fox will have Jason Benetti, Robert Griffin III, RG3, and Alexa Lestoy. I probably said that wrong. Almost got pretty much on par. Alexa Lestoy on the sidelines there as well. Yeah, K-State leads the series 15-9 thanks to a run of Texas Tech wins. And this is probably their biggest challenge yet in this series there, as Texas Tech is coming in the Manhattan, the Bill Snyder Family Stadium, 13th in the country there as well. Look, K-State, and we'll get to the offense in just a second there, 1-3. this team started at 1-3. And I imagine a slow start out of Ireland, right? So, yeah, 1-3, and look, they are obviously 3 and 3-1 in the last four games. They are obviously with a stretch of games there as well. Here, we'll step aside here after this. You're listening to the pregame of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. All right, K-State Nation, we're back on the podcast here. Sorry, take care of some little business there. But anyways, all right, so the offense there, well, actually, we were talking about the team turning this 1-3 start around, now 3-1 there as well. Avery Johnson, as I said at the top of his pregame, has played well all year long. He's going to be making his 23rd career start at K-State. It feels like a long time ago that he just stepped on the field, or last week just stepped on the field. Now he's about to make his 23rd start at Kansas State, and it's going to be against a team that he's kind of had his outcoming party in Lubbock with the 5 touchdowns and all that. But yeah, he's thrown for 1,800 yards, 15 touchdowns, and he's had only 2 picks. And the special teams have turned the ball over more than Avery Johnson has, 6-2. And I believe that number was said on one of the pregame shows that I listened to yesterday. 8 turnovers total for K-State. Yeah, 6 of them belong to the special teams there as well. So, so that's an interesting stat and stuff there. Special teams, for whatever reason this year, again, it's been a huge part of the season there, or critical part of K-State, but yeah, K-State there, and of course, if you go back to the KU game last week, on the very first play, kickoff return got fumbled by Bryce Nornberg into the KU hands, and of course, KU scored. Cannot do that. You just can't do it. You just can't turn the ball over there. That might be obvious. That's obviously every game, including against a team like Texas Tech. They're gonna eat you up. You give the ball away. So Avery Johnson has been really good this year as far as not turning the ball over there as well. And just keeping drives going there as well. He's been more active running the football there as well here. Let me take a look at the offense stats for K-State as well. Just a shade under 3,000 yards offensively going into the day's afternoon's ball game there as well. Total points for K-State, 248 this year, and they've averaged 31. So, again, I told you these past games in the first half of the show, and I just got a feeling, again, if K-State is going to score points, the offensive line is going to have to play a big factor in this ball game today as well. Joe Jackson is your leading rusher in this ball in going into today's game. Only 382 yards through 8 games there, but only 1 touchdown for Joe Jackson. You don't have Dylan Edwards, obviously, there. Avery Johnson with his almost 1,800 yards passing, only 255 yards on the ground. But he has 5 touchdowns this year. Jace Brown has 1 on the ground. That came against the loss against Arizona. And Jace Brown was huge against KU again last week. They was 160 yards through the air as well. So it's going to be something to see what happens with all that. Let me see. Speaking of Jace Brown there, let's take a look at the receivers there here in the Pro Project Podcast there. We went through about 4 for Texas Tech, who've almost had identical numbers there, including their first 2. And we can say the same for Jace Brown and Jerron Tibbs. Jerron Tibbs this year, 403 yards receiving, 3 touchdowns. Jace Brown, 4 touchdowns, along with Garrett Oakley. Oakley has 271 yards heading into this game. Jerron Bradley, 178 yards as well in the game prior. And, of course, Wills, your next is Joe Jackson with 14 catches. So 36, 32, 25 catches for Garrett Oakley, 12 for Bradley, and 14 out of the backfield for your starting running back, Joe Jackson, in the 2025 season there as well. So, again, I think you're going to have to obviously and maybe so run the football. I just think with the way that obviously Texas Tech, we know in the past years, again, They know how to score with the football there as well. It's gonna have to be one of those things there that you're gonna have to put drives together and score touchdowns at home. You just cannot rely. Even though, yes, Luis Rodriguez has been fantastic this year for K-State, you can't rely on just putting your field goal kicker out there and scoring 3 points. This Tech school knows how to score. And if your defense is on point, you have to take a chance. And if you get a turnover or two, you got to take advantage of it. That's it. That's the way it is there. And Avery Johnson is going to have to be pretty much solid if K-State is going to have a chance there to win this football game here this afternoon. Not here anyway, but in Manhattan, Kansas this afternoon, 2:30 on Fox. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer in the building here on this Saturday morning here. Now I got to make another decision. But that's going to be off the podcast. But anyways, yeah, so to finish up real quick here on this pregame edition of the show, this is going to be a little short. Then maybe a tad short than normal there as well. Yeah, so you have all that going on as well. Also, and if we go back, speaking of Luis Rodriguez, 10 of 11 this year in kicking field goals for K-State this year. That ranks 15th in the country heading into this afternoon's game. And your Austin Romaine still leads the defense with 55 tackles. And he came in the KU game leading the team. He still leads the team there, followed by Des Purnell with 46 there as well. And Sean Rich, I mentioned him in the first half of the show. Sean Rich, second in the Big 12 and eighth nationally with 8 pass breakups there as well. Cats ranked second in the country with 9 forced fumbles there as well. So, yeah, man. If you could get a couple more turnovers here and there. Yeah, they got a fumble recovery last week there on the special team side of things there. And it's kind of been a theme this year for K-State special teams. We give one away and we take one away. You can't give one away to a team like Texas Tech today if you're going to have a chance to win this ball game. Now, saying all of that, obviously, I am going to pick Texas Tech to win this ball game. Now, just saying what we just said all year. Now, this is not the first time I'm picking against K-State. So if you've been following the show all season long, this is not the first time I'm picking against K-State. So hopefully this is a reverse continuity, if you will. But they again, K-State has that challenge today ahead of them there, but they can follow the blueprint. They can build what they did last week, especially in defense. That's kind of the key there. And offensively, they're gonna have to. Avery Johnson again is gonna have to be smart with the football and make quick decisions against that front. And the battle today is gonna be up front. It's all gonna come down to can K-State wreck havoc up front and be able to get to the quarterback or to make him kind of rattle a little bit, but you're at home this time. And can the offensive line for K-State give Joe Jackson, Avery Johnson, Rice those running lanes to run, give Avery time to throw the football some, and they'll have a chance there as well. Let me switch over here to Texas Tech real quick. Their schedule. Yeah, so heading into the day, let me see. Yeah, the most points. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, the most points Tech has given up this year. You got to go to a lot. You got to go to 2 weeks ago when they lost, got upset by Arizona State when they gave 26 points there as well. But everything else, yeah, they're going to have a – defensively, they're going to have to slow this team down. That's you win games defense on defense. That majority of the time anyway. So again, K-State, if you can build that momentum, what you did last week, that is the challenge there. Give your offense maybe an extra possession or two. If Avery Johnson and company can capitalize on that, that could be the difference game. We'll have to see about that. But yeah, I mean, it's just a monstrous challenge today for K-State in Manhattan, despite being at home in front of your home crowd. Give your home, and I think for K-State, I'll give the scores prediction in a minute. I already said who's going to win. Yes, I know I picked Texas, 13-ranked Tech, Texas Tech. But yeah, I think for K-State to have an upset chance there, they're going to have to score first and set the tone, give the K-State Nation something to cheer about early. They'll have a shot. They might have a shot to pull this off. But again, I haven't paid much attention to Texas Tech all year for that. So we'll just have to see what happens with all that. But yeah, the last time, yeah, Texas Tech was on the field. They shut out Oklahoma State. So they manhandled Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State, obviously, we know, not a very good football team in 2025. So K-State, looking at all that here. Oh, boy. I'm going to say it's going to be one of those games here. I'm going to go 38-20, somewhere in there. 34-24, somewhere in there. 34-21, 34-24. I know I'm giving two scores, but yeah, we'll just roll with that. 34-24, 38-20, something like that there. But maybe I'm not giving K-State a little bit more credit, but maybe 38-27, something like that there as well. But yeah, I think for K-State today, they need to be they need that enthusiasm that we talk about playing for each other, that everybody else has talked about playing for each other, being into the game, not being lackadaisical, being into the ball game, being fired up, playing for one another, having each other's backs. It's got we see you all the time. It's college football, and we see some. You've heard this all the time. We've seen some crazy stuff. So again, K-State Wildcats have an opportunity to get over 500 first time this year. They're gonna have to do those things there as well. I believe cross country is participating in the Big 12 championships right now. I'm getting out of this real quick there as well. Or was that yesterday? Oh, that was yesterday. So, yeah, a little correction here before we wrap up the pregame show. But, yeah, so they did compete yesterday there as well. So we'll have to rewind back to that there as well as we get set for 13-ranked Texas Tech and K-State later on this afternoon. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily. Or to have a chance to record K-State content. Number two, make sure you download the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Once again, that is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D-E, possibly as podcast. Again, that is G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D-I-D, possibly as podcast. And of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast, whether that is a freshman, senior, an alumni, a big K-State fan, or a Big 12 fan, about the Pearl Project Podcast. We continue to thank you guys so much for your support here throughout the last couple weeks. We've seen another trend in the numbers here over the last couple weeks, and it's a big thank you to you guys for continuing to follow along this everyday K-State podcast, folks. So thank you so much for that there as well. So there we go with all of that. Again, yeah, make sure, again, 4 or 5 stars. We haven't said that enough on this podcast, so I want to get this out there. If you do rate us, please, 4 or 5 star ratings. That helps not only us out. Well, it's not about us, but it does help us out a little bit, but it helps future K-State fans find this everyday podcast, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. And again, depending on what happens on either side or all across the triangle today, I'll have a reaction following the game at some point. So we'll see what happens today as well. This is an intriguing game on Harley Day. K-State is looking to continue that second half trend. We'll see if they do it. They're gonna have to be pretty much spot on, almost perfect. Maybe not perfect, but close. If they're gonna have a shot here, they can hang around, get to the fourth quarter. It's a one possession game somewhere in there. If things gonna get interesting in Manhattan, Kansas today, that is for sure. But we'll see what happens today when 13 ranked Texas Tech takes on K-State on the football field and head coach Chris Klieman. Alex Zane out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another pregame edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We'll talk to y'all on the next edition. Go Cats.